This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, by noon today, we're going to be under a heat advisory all across North Texas.
Sure, it's going to be hot. Probably not triple digits, though.
But Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says 100 degrees or not, it still just feels hot.
Yep, end of July, early August, we're entering our hottest time of the year, and heat advisories are in place across the Dallas-Fort Worth area today and tomorrow. But there may be some relief on the horizon.
Good news is, for those of us who have been burned by the power grid before, so to speak, today everything looking good. ERCOT says normal operating conditions for our power grid. Right now, 13,000 megawatts of operating reserve.
McKinney police say a guy stabbed his wife this weekend, and when first responders got to his house, he allegedly still had blood on his hands.
McKinney police say a relative called 911 worried Islam Muhammad may have had a medical emergency. The paramedics from the fire department showed up at the house first. They forced their way in and found Muhammad on the couch with blood on his hands. He told them his wife was in a bedroom closet and they found she had been stabbed in the neck. She was dead and paramedics called police who arrested Muhammad. He's still in the Collin County Jail today on $1 million bond. The police are still investigating and have not said what might have led to the stabbing. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080.
Summer vacation comes to an end in 2 weeks for a lot of North Texas kids. Dallas, Fort Worth, Plano, Richardson, All-Start School. Tuesday, August the 12th, Frisco holds out one more day. Classes there begin Wednesday, August 13th. Most other districts in the area, like Garland, Denton, and Allen, are sticking with that same mid-August timeline. Districts say the earlier start helps balance out fall and spring breaks and keeps the school year from dragging too far into June. So if it feels like summer just started, well, the bell's about to ring.
And research from Sensormatic Solutions predicts back-to-school shopping will peak about 2 weeks before classes begin in each region. That means starting today here in the South and West, next week in the Midwest, and in 3 weeks for the Northeast. Grant Gustafson leads the company's retail analytics.
Some of the most important categories when we talk about shopping is going to be apparel and clothing, with 69% of respondents planning to purchase clothing this year. Shoes and school supplies follow up with second and third.
I feel like summer just got started, and here we go. So here in North Texas, some schools open classes as early as next week. That includes Anna and Terrell on August 5th.
It is 8:06. And if you think it's hot for us right now, just imagine being a critter with no access to air conditioning. Oh, I feel so bad for them.
Like, say, a snake, for example. I know you probably don't like snakes, but I really do. And I wondered, as I worked out in my yard here the other day, how do snakes cope with this extreme heat? Well, I found out they're in some ways a lot like us. Again, Rudolph always tells us they stay out of the sun in the hottest part of the day, preferring the mornings and evenings.
This time of year, you'll see snakes being much more active at dawn and at dusk, and a little bit into the darkened first part of the evening. You may see a snake out basking on the side of a highway or on the side of a road because they're still able to absorb the heat from the ground.
I tell you, I learned a lot from Vicki Poole. She's the associate curator for ectotherms at the Fort Worth Zoo. She tells me we shouldn't be too surprised to find snakes at the lakes, ponds, and creeks this time of year because they're doing like we are to get closer to the water to cool off. In my backyard in Arlington, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Voters have a chance to weigh in on the Texas GOP's plan to redraw congressional maps during this summer's special legislative session.
The House Select Committee on Congressional Redistricting will hold the last of three public hearings tonight at UT Arlington. The first was held Thursday in Austin and drew overflow crowds at the state capitol. The second was Saturday in Houston. President Donald Trump has urged the Texas legislature to draw new congressional maps ahead of the 2026 midterms that could net Republicans five more U.S. House seats. Tonight's meeting starts at 5 at the Rosebud Theater on the university's campus. From the 24-Hour News Center, Chris Blake, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
So Meta, that's the parent company of Facebook, is getting ready to roll out something straight out of sci-fi, a wearable tech that is a wristband that lets you control computers with your mind, kind of, all right? It reads tiny electrical signals from your wrist muscles, so even the thought of moving your fingers can open apps, move a cursor, even let you air type a message. And it works instantly. No calibration needed. Researchers say that people are already hitting 20 words a minute without touching a keyboard. I double-checked to see what the price of this. It's not publicly available yet is the downside. So who knows what the price is going to be when it is publicly available. But at this moment, it's still more science fiction than fact, as it's not available to the public.
Okay, I want to challenge them to do that thing for a TV remote. Like, why do I still have to type in all the little letters and do all the little things?
Yeah.
I need to be able to put the remote to my head
and just think what
think
show you
about
want.
What show I want to watch and it pop up. Okay, that's the challenge, smart people.
Think,
there you go.
Think Love Island and it suddenly shows up.
Well, I'm not going to think that show,
sure you're
but
not.
Sure, no.
Okay.
Texas immigration has long been a contentious political issue, but that may be slowly changing, thanks in part to pastors. As the federal government cut funding for refugee resettlement on January 20th, the people of Northwood Church in Keller answered the call. Pastor Scott Venable.
The Trump administration suspended all the money for the refugee resettlement. They make their decisions. That's what they have to do. They're elected to do that. So we decided to take on more families at that time.
They had been helping five Afghan families. Then they added two from Venezuela and one from Rwanda.
We think that this is a theological issue or a biblical issue, not necessarily a political issue. That we start with the premise that all people are made in the image of God. Love thy neighbor. We take that command really seriously.
Venable recently shared their passion for helping refugees with other pastors at World Relief's Christian State of Welcome speaker series in Fort Worth.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. From Bloomberg, here's Jeff Bellinger.
Well, good morning, Joe. The new trade deal with the European Union added to investor optimism. The futures have been modestly higher through most of the morning. Dow future just turned a little bit lower. They're down 14 points at the moment. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ have been marking time at record highs, so Monday gains of any size will mean another rewrite for the Wall Street record books. There is a multi-billion dollar deal between Samsung and Tesla. Samsung is going to produce artificial intelligence chips for Tesla. The plan calls for the next generation semiconductors to be made at a plant Samsung is planning to build in Taylor. A mega deal in the railroad industry is reportedly close. Sources say we could hear very soon that Union Pacific has agreed to acquire Norfolk Southern. And analysts say this will be a pivotal week. It could set the tone for the rest of the year for the markets and the economy. We start with the Federal Reserve meeting that wraps up on Wednesday. We have 4 days ahead that are packed with economic indicators, all leading up to the release of the July employment report. And we have one at the movie theaters, but investors are waiting for another Fantastic Four. Apple, Amazon, Meta Platforms, and Microsoft release their quarterly results this week. I'm Jeff Bellinger with Bloomberg Business on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, Jeff.
Two Dallas homes are damaged. There's one person dead, another in critical condition. This after a car bashed into not just one, but two houses near Camp Wisdom in South Polk yesterday.
Looks like a car was coming through here, lost control, struck one house, continued going, and went into another house.
Dallas police say one person inside the car died at the scene, with another hospitalized in critical condition. And they're investigating what led up to the crash.
This is new for me. I mean, usually it's just one house involved, but something like this, it's unusual.
Police say they believe speed was a factor in the crash.
NBC5's Kenan Willard reports people inside both homes at the time of the crash, but nobody was hurt inside the home.
Senator John Cornyn is using a recent AP report to go after his GOP primary opponent, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's leading in early polls. New Cornyn ads target Paxton over claims he listed multiple homes as his primary residence to get better loan rates.
While millions of Texans are fighting to keep their homes under crushingly high interest rates, Ken Paxton lied on mortgage documents to receive a lower interest rate on his properties.
That's the ad right there. Paxton denies the allegations and says he won't respond to Cornyn, calling him, quote, a sad man trying to put him in prison.
Collin County officials meet this afternoon discussing services for a growing area near the town of Melissa.
Commissioners are holding a public hearing on the creation of a new emergency services district. It would provide fire protection services to an area near Melissa. It's outside the city limits, but has gotten protection from the city in the past. City officials decided not to renew the contract, in part because of rising costs. Mark Quinn owns a business in the area and says they need some type of protection.
It would create a taxing district, which no one likes to be taxed, but it would also ensure that we do have fire coverage in the future.
The creation of the district will be up to a public vote in November. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A $1.7 billion mixed-use project in Fort Worth is getting a boost from the City Council. Leaders approved a $125 million incentive package to support the development, which will rise along the West Fork of the Trinity River. Plans call for public plazas and courtyards that connect to the Upper West Fork Trail system, making it easier to get around by foot, bike, or public transit. Developers say they'll repurpose some existing industrial buildings to help preserve the area's character while incorporating sustainable design into Fort Worth's growing urban core.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.